Get up with Joel and Jules on Heat 105.5 for the Hoey Moey Sunday Sesh. Check it out.
So right now, we want to really get amongst and appreciate the parents. There might be parents getting kids ready for school as we speak or dropping them off at certain places. Parents play a part in your life. Obviously, we all have different experiences with our parents.
Yeah, that's right.
Your dad is so sweet, though, Joel, and he wrote a poem. He wanted you to read it on air on Anzac Day, and
he
didn't. And you didn't do it yesterday, and he rang up to see if you'd done it.
Yes.
I want you to read it because it's really lovely.
Okay, I will read it. The only reason why I didn't do it on Anzac Day because I wanted it to make about the Anzacs and I didn't want
to take
anything away.
Yeah.
So if you're listening, Dad, that is why hit.com.au, we are always streaming. So this is what he wanted me to read out. Australian. Australia is a mosaic of which we are all a part. Without colour and texture, there is no picture. Without a vision and commitment, that mosaic is in danger of becoming a collage ready to peel apart in difficult times. Multiculturalism and citizenship are two equal parts of the one coin. To promote one without the other is to devalue us all as Australians. Written by the one and only Joe Scousy.
Wow.
Wowee.
That's so deep.
Woof.
I love it.
That's where I get it from.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You're both Cancerians as well.
That's why I'll be single. That's why he's had two divorces. He's on his third one.
No.
Yes, it's true.
But that is you in how...
My dad
and your dad
would get along.
They would. They're deep thinkers.
Yeah.
And my appreciation is for my dad at the moment. So Dad went to the community gardens over the weekend and he ran a little workshop of how to teach kids the gardening. He did it with another woman. Yeah. And they ran this little course for the kids.
Yeah.
To get them all involved. And it was really sweet watching Mum and Dad come home and Dad was kind of going through how he thought the day went and Mum was giving him that encouragement saying, yeah, you did really well. I think it was
really good. You had a good group
of kids there. Oh, he was just nutting out. He goes, yeah, we got good feedback and Mum was giving him positive feedback too. It was really nice.
Giving back.
Yeah. My sister went along, took my nephews to support as well. So that was nice.
That's a beautiful appreciation post. And that's what we're doing. We're doing it on the air. Hey, 13, 12, 16, if you want to call through an appreciation post about both your parents, because real quickly before we get to the phone calls, I coach tennis and there's some kids that are going through puberty at the moment. Mm. You know when they come up to you and they go, I hate my mum and dad right now. They're not my friends. They are the worst thing in the world because at that age you're trying to figure out what's right and wrong.
Oh,
and who do you give all the hell to? Your parents.
That's right. And I've, the parents, they cop it.
They cop it. Did you ever give it at 13, 14?
100%.
Oh, yeah, you did.
That's a really tough...
It is a tough time.
You don't know what's going on. You don't know. And you're angry about something. I don't know what, but you are, and you take it out on your parents. They're ruining your life.
So now that you're an adult and you've got a little bit more time to think about it, call us on 13, 12, 16. It's Joel and Tools, hit 105.5.
So Brendan's on the phone now. Brendan, who's your appreciation for?
Mum and Dad, mate, I suppose. They both must have more patience in a hospital to put up with me. So, it'd have to go to both of them on a team effort.
So, Brendo, I often say that I kept on disappointing my father and I still disappoint him today, but I love him. Why did they have to have a lot of patience with you?
Three boys, mate, we were just menaces. We were racing dirt bikes and, you know, the girls, the parties, all the trouble that comes with us.
Yeah. And who was the one that would normally come down on you harder, out of your ma or your pa?
Oh, well, see, Dad was a truck driver, so Mum was always home sort of trying to bear the grunt of it. And then there was the big fear for the old man to come home and lay down the law.
Oh, wowee. But has it changed? Are you a parent now yourself?
I am. I've got two little ones and a stepson.
So what do you think they'll be saying to you when they're your age?
Oh, God. Hopefully not the sorry for being a pain in the ass.
We'll come around, Brendan. I hope you're ready for it.
Don't say that.
Joel and Tools hit 105.5 just before 8, which means Tools.
Yeah, Roxanne Tickle, our psychic medium, has entered. Hello, Roxanne.
Hi, good morning, guys.
So we're ready. What's your feelings at the moment, your vibe, just of life in general?
It's just happening. You're just going with the flow.
Why am I tired?
You're always tired.
Oh, yeah.
She looks at you like you are a goddess and that you can solve every question that she has about life. I think it's very endearing. I think it's absolutely beautiful.
I think she needs to pay attention to what's actually going on in her own life.
Why
am I not sleeping well? Because your head's always running. You're always trying to constantly think of new things.
I did something bad. I got onto a Netflix series last night.
Ah, that's always a bad news.
I know. I should have made the most of the
bed. It's really hard to hit that stop button.
Yeah.
It is.
That's it.
It is when you're getting involved in conspiracies.
Anyway, I'll stop doing that.
Okay, 13, 12,
So thank you for your help this morning, Roxanne.
Told some people, there are whispers and talks that this is the biggest upset in reality television ever.
Where did those whispers start?
It started with a restaurant manager from Adelaide who is friends with Tim, who is half of Tim and Kyle, but we forget about Kyle now and we concentrate on Tim from MKR.
You're confusing a lot of people. He's going way back to 2007 when he was on Big Brother.
Well, there was a big upset, and last night was a big upset, Tools, because I believe... And I didn't watch all of it, but I believe...
You didn't watch any of the show.
Excuse me.
This season.
I know what Tim can produce. Tim, good morning from MKR. What happened last night? How do you feel with the aftermath of it all?
Well, mate, if you watched like you promised me, then I wouldn't have to answer that question, would I?
That's a true story.
It would be me giving him the rundown in the mornings.
Look, unfortunately, the boys were sent packing last night, mate, so it's all over. Tim and Kyle.
Yeah. Look, Joel, has Tim ever cooked for you before? Have you done that, guys?
We did other things that we can't really talk about on air.
What do you mean?
No.
This is the juice we want.
No, nothing untoward. Being good friends, in Adelaide, we went to the eateries rather than cook at ourselves because that's nice. Anyway, concentrating on the aftermath of this, do they deserve to go through, in your opinion, Tim? Honestly, please.
Last night it could have gone either way, but, I think if you look at the competition as a whole and they were picking on which team should have gone based on that, then maybe it should have been us. But, we were judging the food that night and it was a pretty even split, if I'm being honest.
Okay. So you went up against Courtney and Val, who are lovely. They're of the Indian culture. They've been producing beautiful meals, really cooking with all that love. I got to say, they probably are a favourite, and they're up against Tyson and Amy in the final now. And we know that, obviously, you don't even really know who's won. It's already been filmed. There's all this funny stuff that goes on there, but... Who do you think takes it out of those two? I mean, this is not you saying who's won.
Yeah.
It's just who you think should win or who you think is going to win.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we would love for Amy and Tyson to win. I think they deserve the win. They're awesome cooks. They've given the most creative and crazy food throughout the competition. So,
and you really like Amy, don't you?
Oh, yeah, there's a bit of a soft spot for Amy, so...
Let's move away from cooking. Let's stick to what happens afterwards. I know that I hooked up with a couple of contestants on reality TV. I mean, because you become close and it's the experience that no one really knows about.
Yeah, you're all in the same bubble. So what happened there?
There was a lot of single people in the MKR bubble and I was one of them and...
What?
Was there ever a love triangle? Because we kind of see that a little bit on the show. Once you introduce and meet other people at the tables, is there any of that going on?
If there's kids in the car, this is what happens. It's normal. It's adults. That's what they do. Tim, what's going on?
Let's just say Kyle and I were sent home for the ultimate insurrection. We won a challenge and we left. We left many single people still on the tour, so...
Yeah.
What happens on tour stays on tour unless you're friends with one of the other people, so you find out what's going on.
Okay, look, we get it. Look, I love you very much. I want everyone to get behind you.
Yeah.
Where can they follow you, Tim? Because that is the most important thing, whether it's in Adelaide, whether it's on the Coffs Coast. Where can they find you and see what you're up to after the show?
Mate, jump on our Instagram. It's timkyle.mkr, or you can just follow me, actually. Don't worry about Kyle. Timatterworld.mkr.
And what do you want from the experience, Tim? You want to go? Do you want to do the food stuff? Open a restaurant? What do you want?
We're going to definitely keep cooking. We're looking at opening up a food truck potentially.
Cool. Nice.
And I wouldn't mind I need a little radio job would be all right. So if you guys need a third person, just give me a buzz and I'll head on down to Coffs and have a bit of fun.
Yeah, we need a producer.
Are you saying we need a love triangle? I mean, what's going on here? It could be that beautiful menage a trois in the studio. We need to go because I'm always running late for the news.
Yeah, thank you so much, Tim.
Yeah, we love you, mate.
No
good
worries,
luck.
Mate.
Thanks, mate.
Thank you.